Hey everyone, welcome to your Harry Potter Lexicon Minute. I'm Erin Trites, one of the editors for the Harry Potter Lexicon website. This podcast was written by Bridget Bartlett, another one of our editors. When did house ghosts become a recognized part of life at Hogwarts? Nearly Headless Nick celebrates the 500th anniversary of his death in Chapter 8 of Chamber of Secrets. In the following chapter, Professor Binns states that Hogwarts was founded more than 1,000 years earlier. Chapter 31 of Deathly Hallows reveals that the Grey Lady and the Bloody Baron have been ghosts since almost the very beginning of Hogwarts. Nick, then, has only been around for half that time of these other two ghosts. Did Nick replace another house ghost? Were house ghosts only adopted within the last 500 years or so? Or was there another Gryffindor ghost before Nick? And what about the Fat Friar? He couldn't have been the Hufflepuff ghost before the 1200s, since there were not such things as friars before that time. Incidentally, he is probably an Augustinian friar. Of the four main orders of the Catholic Church, the Augustinian ideals seem to most closely match those of Hufflepuff. Augustinians are described this way. They do not seek out the exceptional or exclude those who are marginalized in society. They seek to build community founded on love and respect for all. That certainly sounds like Hufflepuff. I would love to know all about when, how, and why ghosts became associated with a specific house. One more Potter mystery to solve. That's it for this Harry Potter Minute, sponsored by Magic Alley. If you love Potter memorabilia, and who doesn't, you can get your wands, scarves, sweets, jewelry, and more by apparating over to www.magicalley.co.uk. There you can shop to your heart's content. And if you can't get enough Harry Potter canon facts, head on over to the Harry Potter Lexicon website at www.hp-lexicon.org. That's it for this time. Apparating out.